Praise God. And get to this on the power of cross part 2. Can we pray? Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you for your great presence in this meeting. Thank you for opening our hearts yesterday. Thank you for giving us God's word. Think of Christ and deliver to us. Let revelation come afresh. Let living faith come into the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name. The power of the cross, part 2. Praise God. Amen. You know, yesterday we talked about the significance of the cross. That the cross is not just a symbol. The cross has great significance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And yesterday we said the cross represents what? The sacrifice of Jesus. The sufferings of Christ. Number 2, the cross represents what? The solution of all man's problem. I said the problem of mankind started in a tree and it ended in a tree. Praise God. And number 3, the cross represents what? The set up of the devil. The devil was set up by God. If he knew that killing Jesus would have brought liberation, he would have allowed him to be. But the wisdom of God is greater than the wisdom of man. And the fourth one, the cross is the power of God. Praise God. For the message of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that save it is the wisdom and the power of God. And the fifth one, what? The cross is substitution. That's why I said the same minute they are healed. The same minute. Today, this is number 6, right? The cross signifies or represents the highest demonstration of God's love. It represents the highest demonstration of God's love. In John 15, verse 13, the cross represents the highest demonstration of the love of God. Are you hearing me? Are we there? Can we read together? You people did very well yesterday. Can you read loudly? One to go. Greater love had no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. That means the cross of Jesus is the highest demonstration of love that there is. The highest demonstration and manifestation of love. The cross is the statement of God's love for you. As a child of God, never come to a place in your life where you doubt God's love. He said in Romans, when he was explaining, he said, if God could give you Jesus, will he not also freely give you all things? Because the greatest gift God could give to you is his dear son. I've never seen a man, even a man that has 50 sons, will not dare to give one of his children to you. Even a man that has children that can create a whole community cannot give you one. But God has only one son. Our Bible taught us that God did not have a father. He did have a mother. All he had was one son. And he gave that son for humanity. And he gave that son for you. God used his best to solve your problems. God did not need his worst. God gave his best. That is how valuable you are to him. You know, one of the first things the devil do to believers is to negate God's love for us. Oh, I wish I have tens for it. Is to make us feel God does not love us enough to bless us. God does not love us enough to heal us. God does not love us enough to give us millions or to promote us. God does not love us enough to do anything. But let me ask you, is it the same God that gave his best for you? If God could give you Jesus, what more can he not give to you? The greatest expression of God's love was to humanity. And can I shock you right now? If you are the only person in the world, Jesus will still have come to die. If you are the only human, if you are the only one existing, He didn't do it because we are many. He did it because he loves you. He not only loves us as a people, he loves you as a person. If you were the only one, when Jesus was going to the cross, I told you in Romans 6, verse 13, the wage of sin is death. Why did he have to suffer those things? He suffered them because he loves you. He went through because of the value you have to the Father. Never again in your life doubt the love of God. That's why in Romans 8, go there, he said, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. The greatest expression of faith is love. The greatest expression of faith is love. If you doubt God's love, your faith is paralyzed. For he that did not spare his own son, but freely give him to you. He that did not keep Jesus. He that did not use an angel. He that did not look for a substitute, but he gave his best. Will he not also on his own freely give you all things? The Spirit of God, the things I said is that get ready for God's best from this meeting. That was what I said. Get ready. He gave Jesus his best. He said, from this meeting henceforth, everything you have will be his best. You have the best car. You have the best wife. You have the best children. I don't know if you hear me. He said, get ready for God's best. That was what I came. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That means if they can separate you from your knowledge of love, they have separated you from your victory. Shall tribulation. That means when you are going through tribulation, never forget that God loves you. When you are going through distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or even in war, never forget that God loves you. It is the love of God that is our shield. It's our clothes. God cannot love me and destroy me. God cannot love me and allow me to die in an accident. God's love for me makes me more than conquerors. The more than conqueror faith is when you move and say, God loves you. When I enter the road, I know I cannot die. You know why? I say, God cannot take it. He can't take it. He loves me. Say, God loves me! I don't know about you, but I know he loves me. And because he loves me, I reserve the best. Say, I reserve the best for me. And if he gave me Jesus, I am qualified for the best. The love of God is your qualification. Is your qualification for the best. Nay, in all these things, we are more. How are we more than conqueror? Look at it. Is it by fasting and prayer? Amen. I just think it's good. But the greatest assurance of faith is the love of God. He said, we are more. That means you are going through challenges, but you are not hopeless. He said, why? How come all the things have happened to you? You are not saying, how can I be hopeless? Because God said, when you pass through the fire, it will not burn you. When he passes through the waters, the love of God means that God is with you. God is for you. And God is with you. Are you hearing me? Say, God is in me. God is for me. And God is with me. Me and God cannot drown in a sea. Maybe I'm too prepared for you. Are you ready? We are more than conquerors because he loves us. When every other thing fails, the love of God can never fail. You know, mental will fail. The reason why things are so tough, are so bad, is because I've done so many wrong things. No, you are a love child of a love God. The father with prodigal son, the father did not correct the boy with poverty. The father changed his life to correct him. God do not correct us with poverty. God did not correct us with evil. God correct us with his goodness. Oh God, Pastor, I didn't go in church today. Tell my father loves me. That's why I know my future is great. That's why I know there's nothing that I need that he will not provide. That's why I can cry to him and he will answer me. Because my father loves me. He gave me Jesus. I have the best. Oh, move from this meeting knowing that you have the best. You are qualified for the best. People might tell you are not qualified. So you are not my qualification. My qualification is my Father. Abba, Lord. The cross is the symbol. He said, greater love than this has no man than a man to lay down his life for his friends. I'm God's lover. And you know what? Let me say this. Right, go on. Because he has shown you so much love, we have become the channel of the Father's love. Never you be a channel of hate. You're a channel of love. Listen, what every object reflects what he absorbs. What you expose to is what you reflect. That means if you see children that grow up in a home when they are old style, find out in America, they always do the research and they find that people that just come to the street and shoot people and do wrong things, if you find that they have been struggling with wrong exposures because of what they've exposed themselves to violence, and so they're dispensing violence. But you as a child of God, you have been exposed to great love. Yeah. A love incomprehensible. A love unfathomable. A love indestructible. A love unquantifiable. Because of that love, when you go out, you become dispenser of that love. People thought, you know, people want you to hate, but the more they try to make you hate, the more you begin to walk in love. You are hearing me? Your colleague in the office try every possible best to make you hate, but when you come, you smile. You say, you know what I'm saying? Because hate is not in me. Love is in me. What I have received, I give. My Father loves me. Are you in church today? The cross is the greatest expression of love. That the same people that Jesus was saving is the same people that was killing him. The same people, you know, as a pastor, we see a lot of things. We prayed for people. I said, Pastor, the moment the Lord just gave me the money, Pastor, it's your account. You are the first person. Man of God, trust me. Go and price the land. Price the land. I'm coming. Price the land. Price the car. Go and price it. I'm coming. And the moment the miracle comes, can I call you back? Praise God. And you smile. After months, they will come again. Yes, sir. And you look at their eyes. And you show, when they are finished, the first one, they will come. Yes, sir. What will you do? I smile. And I show them more love. Yes, sir. When you show me hate, I show you greater love. Yes, sir. Because love is greater than hate. Yes, sir. God won this world by love. Love always wins. We are the custodian of love. What we conquer this world is not hate, but love. God loves me, and I love others. I am qualified for his best. God did not give you the Lamborghini. Who will he give? If God did not give you a good husband, who will you give? His love is your qualification. I declare as the Lord to me. I say, from today, with this understanding, you would walk through great challenges and gain great victories. The love of God does not mean you don't have challenges. He said, if the challenge cannot separate you, that means it will be in the fire and turn the fire to AC promotionals. His love was what brought Joseph from prison to become a prime minister. So it doesn't matter what you are going through. Expect God's love, yes, to bring you to promotion. They throw stones. His love turned to stepping stones. They accuse you. They criticize you. The love of God turns the criticism to become your promotion. Yes, it's love. It's love. Say, I am the custodian of God's love. The devil does not love you. If the devil gives you one, he takes everything. It's only God that gives you everything and asks for nothing. Nothing. Say, I love you. When the prodigal son took everything the father had, the father asked for nothing. He is rest assured in you knowing that he loves you. Praise God. So what did the cross? The cross signify the love of God. Number two. The cross signifies the place of spiritual transformation. in the book of John 19:34, says spiritual transformation. John 19:34, the cross is the place of spiritual transformation. He said, one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthward came there out blood and water. Hallelujah. This is the same thing that happened in Genesis. Why did they pierce Jesus? When God wanted to make Eve in Genesis, he made Adam to sleep. The death of Jesus was a type of the sleeping of Adam. And it's from inside he brought out Eve. So when Jesus died, when he pierced his side, out of it came blood. And that blood is the blood of the new creation. Blood and water. God made Adam to sleep and gave Eve. God made Jesus to sleep and gave him Eve. So any man that looks to the cross must receive salvation. No matter what you have done, when you look to the cross is the place of spiritual transformation. No man sees that cross and remain the same. I pray that the Lord will give you the revelation I'm talking about. They said to a man, the man in charge of killing Jesus, that told his boss to do everything from when Pilate gave it on hand over him to him. That told him to scourge him. I told you about the flogging, right? He was the one in charge. He said, when Jesus Christ shouted, it is finished. I said, my father, why thou forsaking me? And gave up the ghost. He said, the man said, this is indeed the Son of God. At that moment, something happened to humanity. The Bible said the veil, the curtain of the temple, which hindered people from accessing the glory and the power of God, was torn into two. At that moment, men came into a new life. The life of God left the temple, and the life of God was released to humanity. That anyone that sees him, anyone that believes in him, will not perish, but have received eternal life. Eternal life is not a religion. Eternal life is not a message. Eternal life is the life that comes from your spirit. When you encounter the God of the cross, the Jesus of the cross, when you encounter the one that was pierced, it's therefore we look at him as one that was pierced. When you see a new life. And somebody in this place, you are seeing the Jesus. Bible says in Isaiah 54 verse 4, he said his Jesus was mad by any man. When you see the lamp of God upon the cross, you become a new man. The cross is the link to transformation. When the cross is real to you, you will no longer live a Christianity of just coming to church. It's becoming real today. Eve was born from the side of Adam. You are born from the side of Jesus. You look like him. That's why when he came back, he came quickly to come and see the people. He said, I'm going to your father and our father. At that moment, we became his brothers because of the sacrifice of Jesus and Christ. Can you wave your hands and say, Lord, thank you for the cross. Before the cross, sir, what they have a religion. Before the cross, because it is the spirit that impregnated. It's the spirit that gives lives. And you hear me? Before the cross, what the Pharisee could do was to read the scroll. But after the cross, you can encounter a life that comes from Jesus. And suddenly, a man like Saul, that was a killer, encountered that life. He's not bone faced. Christianity is not bone faced. It's not change of dressing. It's spiritual transformation. When this life enters your spirit, it will coordinate as you dress. It will change a wicked man to a loving man. When this life enters you, it is the life that controls the action. It will tell you what to act. When this life enters you, you become a new creation. If there is any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. He said all things, you will just know that all things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Somebody receive this life. Where you are, say, Lord, I receive that life. It becomes real. Oh, hallelujah. You know, they might be calling you a killer, a wicked man, but after receiving life, you become so transformed. Hallelujah. Paul was a killer. Saul was a killer. But the next day, he carried his Bible to go and preach to people he was killing. And they said, no, it's too sudden. Listen, to people, it might be too sudden. But to you, you know, something has happened to us. Something happens when the cross is revealed to man. It's going to happen to somebody today. It will not be a Christianity or super story. It will not be a Bible story. If your Christianity is Bible story, if you still look at those things as Bible story, today we see revelation in Jesus' name. Number three, the cross signifies the triumph of the church. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6. Jesus died. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6. Habit will speak wisdom. Not among them that are perfect. He's talking about the cross. Yet not the wisdom of this world. Can you get the NLT? Nor the prince of this world that comes to naught. Praise God. There's a translation we said, not the prince that has been paralyzed. When Jesus died, go to Hebrews 2. That will help me. Thank you, Jesus. The cross is the everlasting triumph of the church. Hebrews 2 verse 14. Give me like three translations. Jesus' death brought us victory. His death brought us victory. Jesus' death brought us victory. His death brought us victory. What to go? Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood, for only as a human being he could die. And only by dying, Kalamasia. Only by what? Only by what? From this meeting where you take the blood is the symbol of the dead burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, only by dying, he could break. Say break. The power of the devil. Who are the power of death? Let the NIV. Since the children are flesh and blood, he to share in humanity. So by his death, he might destroy him. Who are the power of the death? When Jesus died, the devil was destroyed. Eternally, listen. Eternally destroyed. Let me tell you, the devil only plays on our ignorance. He has no power. He destroyed him. That's the power of death. So his death destroyed death. His death destroy sickness. His death destroy poverty. His death destroy the devil. The devil has no power over you. How can you be afraid of a man that has been stripped of his power and armor? He has been made powerless by the death of Jesus. That's why the Bible says, I wish he knew he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. He was stripped naked by the death of Jesus. He was stripped of his authority. He was stripped of his power by the death of Jesus. The devil has no power over you. I remember some years ago, a man of God told me, say, Pastor, you are called to Alakaya. Alakaya devils are strong. When you hear people talk like that, they don't know what they have. There is no strong devil. There is only strong ignorance. Is your ignorance that is strong? There's no strong evil. By his death, therefore, since children share in his flesh and his blood the same physical nature, himself in similar manner, the reason, this is the only reason why he came in flesh, shared in the same, that through the experience of death he might make power. Kayana Utomea, how can you tell me of a powerful devil when the Bible tells me of a powerless devil? How can you be teaching me about witchcraft, manipulation, how they fly, how they walk? How can you be telling me those things when God has stripped him? Jesus, through his death, he has made him powerless. Can somebody show me for him? He said, ineffective and impotent. I declare over you your life. The devil is powerless, ineffective, and impotent in the name of Jesus. Pastor, don't talk like that. There are some powers. You know, somebody said, ignorance is a master, sir. Ignorance are people's master. He said, we don't confront principalities and powers. Are you serious? He said, there's a power that's stronger than human power. You are not serious. I'm not operating by human power. I'm operating by the life from the dead. We have conquered death. We are born out of death. Do you know? We are born out of death. There's no fear of death because we don't die. Maybe it's too high for you, sir. We listen. The new creation do not die because we were born from death. So, what happens when it's time to go? We call our children, we bless them. At a good old age, I will rest. We don't die. You can't hear that we were involved in an accident. You know why? Because the devil has been stripped of his power. He has been made powerless, ineffective, and impotent. Somebody say, the devil has been made powerless. The devil has been made powerless, ineffective, and impotent. I don't know what I've been telling you. A one devil is the one stopping you. Which one? The powerless one. Ineffective one. Important one. Say, Pastor, don't be boasting. I'm not boasting on my fasting. I'm boasting that someone died. When they are, I'm boasting that someone died. I'm boasting that he was buried, and I'm boasting that he rose again for me. He said, true is death. He forever rendered the devil powerless, ineffective, and impotent. Some of you are not yet believe. Do you believe God's law? That is the word of God. Let's go to TPT. Online. Find the devil, mashma. Find the devil, mashma. He don't know in that time. The time you are spending fighting the devil, use that time to spend it to know your God. Know your God. Spend time to know the God. Welfare does not take time. It is knowledge. That when you have knowledge, welfare is nothing. I said we are more than conquerors. We are a victor before a fight. We are a victor in a fight. We are a victor after the fight. And we are a victor without a fight. That's why I sleep with my two eyes closed. We are more than conquerors. We are a victor before a fight. Victor in a fight. Before, after the fight. And victor without a fight. Ask people that are close to me. Ask them. I'm not telling you what it is. I'm not afraid of any devil. Because he was destroyed before I came to the field. The matter, the battle had been won before I came. There is substitution. Are you hearing me? He died and I live. He fought and I rest. If this enter your spirit, you will walk in places. I can stay in the compound. I think that a burning man has a compound. That will not progress. Shut up. When I enter such compound, if there's anything that should work against people, if you start working for me, I'll start progressing and start going down. Let's look at TPT, sir. God bless you. Since all the children have flesh and blood, so the new creation still have flesh and blood, but don't function by flesh and blood. So Jesus became a human. Who can see and read with me? To fully identify with us, he did this, that he could experience death and kalatosia, annihilate, kosia, eradicate the effect of the intimidating accuser who
use us against the power. It is intimidating. The wife of Kenneth, right, grew a cup and said, "It's a toothless bull. It is a bull that a tooth. If he come against you, shake him out. He has no power against you." He said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." He said, "Every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned." He said, "There's no enchantment left against Satan, no divination against Israel." He said, "This is said for the righteousness of me." Anywhere the devil has been intimidating you, anywhere the devil has been intimidating your family, I declare today is over forever in the name of Jesus. Say, I refuse to be intimidated. It's a toothless bull. He has no teeth. He looks fearful, there's no power. Powerless, ineffective, unoperational. Amen. I am a Babylonian. As you are saying now, he's angry. He's crying because he doesn't want to know. As you acknowledge, you have walked out of sickness. You have walked out of oppression. You have walked out of lack. Man's sense, our ignorance, and near. I told you, I said, when you come to my meeting, when God give me grace, you live as a walking faith. It's the grace God has given to me. Annihilated. It does not exist anywhere. Ancestral cause does not exist for you. For the unbeliever, it has power. But for the one that entered into death, the one that came from the side of Jesus, the new creation that was born from death, it does not cross your path. It does not cross your business. It does not cross your children. It does not cross your school. The accident cannot happen. The trailer cannot fall. You cannot save. Because it is important. It is ineffective. Somebody shout glory. So the devil has hold on. Everything the devil has hold on for you before. Look at message. Since the children are made of flesh and blood, illogically, the Savior took the same form. That by his death, by embracing death, taking in unto him, he destroyed the devil's old horn. That means everything the devil's old horn has been destroyed. Say your family, they have sickle cell. I'm telling you from today, go and check your blood group. Your blood group has changed. If it does not change, you will be the first AS that will not give you to SS. Are you hearing me? You define nature. The new creation defines natures. The new creation defines science. The new creation, because the fallen nature does not belong to me. It started in a tree. It has ended in a tree. We live above the natural nature. What are the five blessings of the servant of Christ? We have talked about two before, right? The first one was what? To the weep. By stripes we are healed. The second one was the tongues. The third one is the robe. I came with something today. This message I'm preaching is for your ever life. In the next 40 years, this message will be working for you. The third one, the robe. What is the third thing that Jesus, I told you yesterday, I said, why did Jesus have to suffer? If his death was what we need, sir, he would have died. Right? Maybe in his sleep. Amen. But because sin came with his brothers, and dealing with sin, he dealt with the brothers of sin. That's the rule. In Matthew 27, verse 27 to 28, write down. The Bible says, when Jesus Christ, after he was flogged, you can see the thorns of crown. You can never be poor again in your life. Never again. He wore the robe. They took away from him his glorious robe, his royal robe, and they put upon him this robe. Praise God. Hallelujah. What they call the robe? Scarlet robe. Place on him scarlet robe. When I checked it, scarlet robe is a symbol of shame. Prostitution. In the old days, when prostitutes are caught, they wear them scarlet robes. Jesus take away his garment of royalty and he wore the robe of shame. And he was saying that place, I took your shame so that nothing in this life can make you be ashamed. He said, when they saw the robe on him, sir, the people started cursing him.
insulting me, spitting on him, because they knew at that moment he had become a man of shame. In Hebrews 12 verse 2, he said he was despised and afflicted. He's despising the shame. The reason why Jesus passed through shame is so that you will never have an area and anything that will make you shame. I've been working with this mantle for a long time. I didn't know it was in the finished works. When the Bible says, he that trusts in the Lord is like Mount Zion that can never be put to shame. It has been my best scripture. He that trusts in the Lord cannot be put to shame. Jesus has taken away your shame. So from this meeting, anything that makes you put down your head when you are walking on the street, get ready. It shall be your next miracle in the name of Jesus. I mean what I'm telling you. Anything that led you to put on your hair, anything that symbols shame, he has taken the robe of shame. Somebody said, Jesus has taken my shame so that I have no more shame. Whatever that I've given your family shame, every wrong name, every mockery, today by the finished work of Jesus Christ, is somebody ready to receive it? It happened 2,000 years ago, but who wants to receive today? Today, that shame is run away. Financial shame is run away. Marital shame is run away. Shame of debt is run away. Shame of blindness is run away. Shame of sin is run away. Listen, in the calendar of the kingdom, today is the second day of Easter. I declare over you, every shame comment, Jesus carried today and put it upon himself. You will not see that shame again. The power of God is here. Take it. No shame. No shame. Also, stand the audible. No shame. No shame. No shame. No marital shame. If you're not giving debt, married women, no shame. No shame for your husband. No shame for your children. No shame for you. Take it right now. Come. Shalama Doroba. You will not have shame. Lift your hands up. As I pray for you, see you. I say, I be garment of shame. 2,000 years ago, you said, oh, now in the name of Jesus, I declare no shame. Take it. Take no shame. Allah, my brother, your name will come out in that list. Your name will come out in that list. Your name will come out in that list. Anything that makes you to shame, God has put up the garment of shame. Lift your hands, Shakala Mama. In this conference, no shame, no shame, no shame, no shame. Take it. Take no shame. Shalabalabalabalabala. Stand behind the motion. No shame. Take no shame. Take. I see God taking away every garment of shame. And the Lord has given you the garment of salvation. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you. No. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the name of Jesus. I said, no shame. Can I announce for you? I say your mockers will celebrate for this meeting. Anyone that look at your shop and mock you, look at your house and mock you, look at your finance, I feel the power of God. Anybody that gossip you and mock you in the secret, God will praise your testimony. They will open their mouth and they will celebrate in the name of Jesus. I declare everyone's their forgiveness. I will continue to say, let that garment of shame be put away. 2,000 years ago, it was taken away. But today we want to receive at the church every garment of shame. Usher, stand behind there, stand there. I declare Epa. Zokobalala. I declare for my right, Epa. Anybody, I declare to my right, I declare to my left, I never have every garment of shame out. Shalabalabalaba. Let it pull off. Over your family, over your life, over your children. The garment of shame. No more shame. Take it. Shalabalabalaba.
is God. Take it. Take it. Everyone that look at what you do and they mock you, I hear it. By this meeting, my God will make you. My God will make you out of you. Cash, come. Something great. God will make you. Something great is coming on you. In the name of Jesus. The garment of shame is taken from you. Anyone that mocked you, my God will make you. In the name of Jesus. Say no shame.
Anyone in the flesh will receive the shame. I see somebody is as if you are in a cliff, you are almost falling, you are almost tired. Look at me. Anyone in the flesh will receive the shame. You are as if you are almost falling, you are tired. God said, as you fall into your miracle right now. God say you're gonna fall into your miracles. Fall into your miracle. The next level has opened up. The next level has opened up. Shall about next level open up. Now no shame. The garment of shame has been put away. The garment of no money has been put away. The garment of lack has been put away. Help them. The garment of unemployment has been put away. Your hands will hold your money. Are you helping? From protect your hands will hold your money. Before now you are not holding it, but because you have held my hands, go, no more shame.
Amen.
No more shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Say no more shame. No shame. You will not cry. He took your shame. Who took your shame? Who took your shame? Who took your shame? Can we continue? Number 4, the cross. Number 5, the cross. Ele mocha. God has taken your shame. No man can shame you. What shame people shall become your place of glory. God said nothing can shame you. You are taking your shame. Something has entered you. When people fall under the power, something enters them. Something has entered you. The power of God is so strong here. God has taken away our shame. In the name of Jesus, I command that oppression to be over. That spirit of poverty, out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command peace and sanity, and I command you right now a new beginning. A new beginning. Now, the power of God has broken loose. Every family, I declare miracle, and my young son took it. And God gave them, they have entered the house. I want to declare, I don't know how to teach again, but I'll try. Every garment of shame, every house of shame, every environment of shame, every job of shame, every relationship of shame, every status of shame, whatever it is, I command today by these finished works, let it turn to glory. Let them. Let it turn to glory. Turn to glory. To the glory, in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Help him more. Dangerous faith. The cross. Hallelujah. What does the cross signify? I told you why. It was in the day of Jesus. He died on the cross. The next wave that is coming, go penetratia, zegretunia, Galatians 3:13. The next wave is coming. Sapanania. Why did Jesus have to die on a cross? Thank you, Jesus. Why did Jesus have to die? He could have died by fever. He could have died in a sheep. Should we answer the question? One verse. Want to go? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone. What is the cross? Where is the cross there? I said it, a cross is a cross tree. He had to die on a cross.
Because he has to die as a cross. He had to die on a cross. Because he has to die as a cross. He had to die on a cross. Because he has to die as a cross. All these ancestral familiar problems, they have been taken care of, sir, before you were born. All these go and give me money to do assignment and to do work. All these go to village. Listen, Pastor, are you trying to abolish that level? Revelation has level. Are you hearing me? A man that has a car will not be threatened. It is level. It became a curse so you can become a blessing. It is the same law. Who was here yesterday? It's the same law of substitution, sir. Pastor, they come. You are Jesus. I am humanity. We are entering to the football match. We are entering the substitution. As you can come, as it became a curse, I became a blessing. The same moment it became a curse, the same moment I became a blessing. The moment one person enters a football match, the other one rests. It's called the law of substitution. You cannot tell me there's a curse in the salafan me. You cannot tell me there's a curse for me. No curse can speak against me. 2,000 years ago, before my forefathers were born, before there was a teaching in my village, 2,000 years ago, Jesus took my place. He became a curse that I may become a blessing. Can I prophesy to 3,000 people? I declare from this moment, you are walking to blessings. You are walking into blessings. You are walking into blessings. The blessing of the day, the blessing of the night, the blessing of your business, blessing of marriage, blessing of children, blessing of farm, of properties, and they are coming to you. Whatever they sell as a cause, I become a blessing. You are marrying well. Blessing of marriage, blessing of marriage, blessing of marriage. He has become your cause. I have become a blessing.
Do you not see that the chains in the hands of many believers is ignorance? You keep casting and binding a curse that never existed.
Say, Pastor, my father, my great grandfather served a juju. You don't know who you are. You are no more the lineage of that name. When you became a new creation, God brought you to a new lineage. You are adopted into the family of Abraham. And your grandpa and great-grandpa, there's no one broke in your family. You have changed lineage. I have changed lineage. My lineage is the lineage of Abraham. And my grandpa was wealthy, sir. Nations envy. Isaac, my great-grandpa. My great-great-great-grandpa. My great-great-grandpa. My great-grandpa. My grandpa. My father, Jesus Christ. All of them are wealthy. There was no one small. There was no one broke. I declare over you that for today, you begin to answer the name of a new lineage. You will answer the name of your new lineage.
See that? Jesus became a curse, believe me. When he was hung on the tree in the Roman tale, he was a sign of a curse. Sign of a curse. That means nothing can curse you. No man can curse you. They can't curse your business. They can't curse your children. They can't curse your life. Say your uncle cursed you. No. Jesus has carried the curse. That become the curse. Curse is everyone. That means if he had not hung on a tree, he wouldn't have carried away our cross. I say you have entered into living faith. Possessive faith. Possessive faith. Walking faith. Active faith. From today, I say you are not the poor trying to get rich. You are the rich rejecting poverty, receiving your inheritance. When you go, listen, when you enter your business, you say, business, you have no permission to be small. I am the seed of Abraham. I command you to become many. I command God to open the door. I stand by my family authority. You will enter your place and you command it. You will command your marriage to happen. original cause is ignorance. The spirit of ignorance is cast from your family. That you do not understand that your environment, listen, you are the one carrying the blessing. You are the one with the blessing. I told you yesterday, I said your environment will look like you. I say if you are a blessed man, if a blessed man buys a land in Alakaya, he will build a house to his face. Alakaya cannot determine what it was here. Are you hearing me? Because people are the ones that are carrying blessing. He said Christ has become a curse so you can become a blessing. That means even though you are staying in one room, from now to the next 3 months, one room will become three precious flats. It will become lands. It will become property. Your environment will not determine your state. Your state determines your environment. Your environment changes your state. Your environment changes your state. What you carry inside, control what you see outside. It became cursed. Not only did it become cursed, it changed your lineage. From today, we're going to declare, I'm the seed of Abraham. Genesis, Abraham was so loaded that kings envied him. Isaac was so wealthy that the old Philistine came to do agreement with him. Are you hearing me? Jacob was so blessed that he became a nation of 12 tribes. David was so blessed that he gave him territories. Who is in your lineage? Then God now brought your father Jesus and he brought all of us into that lineage. When Jesus sees scarcity, he lifts it up and becomes abundance. Tell me, I said, tell your husband for today that listen, what is in my life can never make you poor. Say, tell your husband, women, tell your husband, what is in my life can never make you poor. Women, stop looking for rich men. You have what it takes to make a man rich. Men, stop looking for rich women. You have what it takes to make a woman rich. You have what it takes to make a family work. Stop looking for a land. No land carry your blessing. You are the blessed man in any land. The cross has been carried for you. Let's go to the name. who have changed your name? From today, you say, the beginning of the year, you'll be saying, I'm the seed of Abraham. Your mother will not understand. I carry the blessings of Abraham. I told you, the blessing of Abraham is possessing territories, possessing lands. You enter into capital businesses, you explore. The blessing of Abraham is that anything you do, you will prosper. I declare over everyone, literates, that from today, anything you do will prosper in the name of Jesus. You will know no failure. Failure will divorce you. I hear my scream. As you are walking from this meeting, you are divorced failure. You are divorced lack. You are divorced hell. Say, I'm divorced failure. No more failure in my life. No more ancestral curse. I am blessed. Clap for Jesus, amen. The last one, the name. Who was the last one? Is this the kind of meeting you've been running from? You should know when the spiritual condition of your life is changing. You know what happened to you? The spiritual condition of your life is changing. And that climate will cause rain to fall in the physical. And it will touch your seed on the ground and to eat harvest. Say, I am cursed. Who is convinced that is not cursed? If you are cursed, then Jesus cannot be cursed. If he was cursed, then you are not cursed. If it was cursed, your family can never be cursed. This year, my sister, you will enjoy family miracles. As I lay my hands in my ear, I declare what God did in my family, when we taught you a curse to a level where blessing is running. That's how people that taught you a curse will see that your family is blessed. In the name of Jesus. What does the name stand for? Let's close. It's done already. Ephesians 2, 14 and 15. It has come. Okay. God has done it. We have gone bigger. I say property will be answering us. As children answer the name of their father.
for the seed of Abraham. For he is our peace, who had made us one and have broken down the middle partition, have been abolished in his flesh, even the law of commandment contained in the ordinance, for make in himself two one new man, making peace. Hallelujah. Because of time, I can't really explain so much. Genesis 3 verse 15. Once you go, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Please, this is the last point, okay? And between the seed and her seed, it shall bruise the head, and thou shalt bruise his heels. It shall bruise the head. I look at it. And you shall bruise his heels. It shall bruise the head, and you shall bruise his heels. Let me come here. It shall bruise the head, and you shall bruise his heels. When Jesus' legs was nailed to the cross, when his hands were nailed, the devil bruised his heels, and we bruise his head. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, I put enmity, put there, between you and a seed. You, that was the declaration of the Father, shall bruise his feet, and him shall bruise your head. So Jesus had to be nailed. And talk about that the cause of poverty that makes people not to progress. The moment he was nailed to the cross and his blood was spilled, grace spoke. I cannot explain that so much. He was talking about the law of grace, the law and grace, not by works but by grace. But I want to end with this one. The moment Jesus was nailed on his feet, as the nail entered, God said, fine, you have bruised his heels, but the seed of the woman has bruised your head. The head speaks about the authority of Satan, the power of Satan. That's why the devil has no authority over you. The moment they nailed his hands, grace be for your walk. And the moment they nailed his legs, the devil has no more power over you. That's why even if they go to Babalawo to try to make you fail, there is no way you can fail. He has bruised the heels of Jesus. You have bruised his head. His head is his authority. His head is his government. His head is his power. That means the moment Jesus knees was nailed, the rule of the devil for 6,000 years over my ended, the knees ended, because his knees are there. That was the fulfillment of what the prophecy in the cross. That was the fulfillment of the prophecy in the garden of Eden. That I would have laid his legs, and he was there. He said, it is finished. Because his whip was for your health, his crown was for your prosperity. The robe of shame, so you can have no shame. The cross, so I can carry the heavy burden and carry the impossible problems and carry the crosses. It's not only familiar crosses. There are people that are burning your whatever, and they will look at you and prosper and they will try to curse you. But when they try to curse you, the curse will go back to them. And every time they attack you, God promotes you. 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 Because you are not a man that can be cursed. And the moment of his ends was the end of war. That means you are not prospering, not by your power, but by his grace. That means his grace is upon everything you do. That means his blood is upon your hands. With your hands right now, your hands are the hands of the blood of Jesus. Anything you lay the hands on will begin to prosper from today. Same.
eyes. Say, my eyes are the eyes of the bloody Jesus. Anything I lay my eyes on, begin to prosper. As you lay your eyes on your children, they will prosper in your territory. As you lay your eyes on your business, they will prosper. As you lay your eyes on your job, they will prosper. As you lay your eyes on your husband, it will prosper. As you lay your eyes on your car, you will prosper. And the feet, your feet, as they near the feet of Jesus, all the authority of Satan over your life is destroyed. If you have this spirit, this body that powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. Lift your hands, I tell you, I declare today, by this revelation, you possess your possession.